The family of Roy Chester McBride and the Minneapolis Society of Friends want to welcome you to a memorial service in which we acknowledge the loss and celebrate the life of our dear friend Roy. The memorial service will be conducted as a service of worship with attention to honoring the life, dedication, and spirit of the person we all know and love as Roy McBride. The Society of Friends holds that each person is endowed with a measure of divine spirit. Our manner of worship is an outgrowth of this belief. We come together in worshipful, reverent silence to let this spirit emerge. Silence is integral to Quaker worship. All vocal sharing, whether spoken, prayed, or sung, benefits from the silence, which precedes and follows each meditation. Today, there will be ample opportunity for those who wish to share thoughts, prayers, and memories. We ask everyone to be mindful of the previous speaker and to allow each message to be absorbed and processed before the next person speaks. To ensure everyone can hear the vocal ministry, there will be people passing microphones to those intending to speak. If you wish to share, please stand and a microphone will be brought to you. The close of worship is signaled by a handshake. At this time, the family invites everyone to visit and share in light refreshments in the social hall behind us. Space is limited, so we ask that people exit through the door behind me and then get refreshments and come back through this other door or carry their conversations outside or downstairs. The luminous spirit of Roy Chester McBride is with us today. We remember him as poet, storyteller, teacher, friend, father, community leader, artist. Roy had many gifts and a wide circle of friends. However, he gave each of us a very special gift, and that was the gift of acceptance. Roy was a person who was able to honor and accept each person and delight in each person's story. Roy was not a person who judged others, but one who saw the beauty and integrity of each life and each story. Many memorial events have already been held for Roy, a measure of his place in the lives of his friends and colleagues. This service today honors and the worship tradition of Lucinda Anderson, his wife. As we celebrate Roy's life, we acknowledge the loss to all, especially to Lucinda and Lacey. They thank you for being here. I will read an excerpt from the poem Minnesota City, which Roy wrote in the 70s, and then we'll commence with our service of worship. Wounded eyes of history, light. Touch in the shadow of the steel beams. Bright eyes, fields of harvest, fields of flowers, fields of wildness beside the roads. Dark adventure of morning, alien landscape, creatures of herding anon and none and none. Touch, touch, light.
Well, I knew Roy from McAllister. My name is Patty, and since every time I would run into him, he'd always greet me, and he'd say, "Oh, you're an artist," and that always really affected me. And I never was being an artist all that much, but it was like he was keeping that for me. Anyway. This is something that I made up I just, like, I walked my dog, and somehow it just came to me that I was missing him, and I was just thinking about him. And so this is this little thing that I do. And now every time I walk my dog, I do the same thing. So it's like I'm calling Roy from wherever he is. It goes like this. Roy, 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 Roy. Joy Roy, Joy Roy, Joy Joy Boy Roy, Roy, Joy, repeat, beat, 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 feet, beat, velvet voice so low and sweet, sweet, sweet. Roy, 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 your hands, your hands, your hands, brown, brown, downtown brown, get smile, smile, smile. Roy, 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 Roy. And you just go on like that. Until the walk is over.
I'm Elizabeth, and I have been watching and looking at a painting at Luther Seminary every day since last fall. And the subject of the painting is Dabar. And Dabar, D-A-B-A-R, is a Greek word that means word. And in the time of Christ, in the time of the early Christian church, the word Dabar meant the creative energy of God. And Roy knew that words were the creative energy of God. And this painting is balls of light with tendrils of light extending out from them, and each of them bumping into each other. And that's how in physics that energy extends itself throughout the world. And so Roy understood that words are the creative energy, and that energy will go out and radiate in the world. I want to sing a song. I was one of the five founders of Calliope Women's Chorus, which has been going over 30 years. And one song we used to sing reminds me of the lilac painting with the lilac poem and the great joy of the scent and gathering of lilacs in the spring. Sweet the evening air of May, soft my cheek caressing. Sweet the unseen lilac spray with its scented blessing. White and ghostly in the gloom stand the apple trees in bloom. Apple trees in bloom. Apple trees in bloom.
Hi, my name is Kiara, and Lacey's been one of my best friends since I was like 4 years old. We've grown up together, and so like part of that is that I've been to the farm and I've spent time with Lacey's whole family, and so I feel like I wanted to say something and I didn't know what I wanted to say, so I just decided to stand up and start saying it because then I was be less nervous. But I remember because I was with Lacey and Lucinda the whole like week of the hospital and stuff, and it was really hard week. But being in the room with Roy and stuff, you could really just feel how much like love and power there was in the room, and it was like amazing. And I just wanted to share, like, after he passed away, I had this dream, and it's kind of weird, but I can't exactly remember what it was, but it was like I was asleep, and I was at my friend Megan's house, which this is Megan right here, and Roy was at her house, and it didn't really make sense to me, and I didn't understand it, but then afterwards, like, after it had clicked in my mind, like, that he was gone, but he was in my dream, and it was, like, a really, it was, like, one of those dreams that's, like, really strong, and you don't know why, but it was different than, like, a regular dream, and I was talking to him, and he said something, and I can't remember what it was, and I told Lacey, like, a couple days after, because I really wanted to remember, because it was some kind of, like, quote or something that he said to me, and it was, like, love is, like, louder than letting go or something like that, but it was just, like, really amazing to me, because I've never had, like, something so realistic and, like, dream form happen to me, and I thought that it was something good to share, and I just want to tell Lacey and Lucinda that, I mean, we're all here for you guys, but also I think Roy's really here for you too, because I feel like the power is, you can still feel how much power you felt in the room at the hospital as we can feel like right now and every time I'm with them. So I just wanted to say I'm here for you guys and I love you guys. And now my friend Megan is going to sing a song. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Megan. I have been friends with Kiara since we were babies, and I just this year really got to know Lacey, and I live across the street from Kiara's grandparents' house, and during that whole last week of Roy's life and going back and forth to the hospital, I got to know them. And I'm just really honored that I got to be there with them through all of that. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is how I remember it. This man wants to love and be loved, wants to love. This woman wants to love and be loved, wants to love. This man and this woman want to love, want to be loved, and want to love. All these people want to love. Want to love and be loved. Want to love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The joy of Roy is the joy of Roy is the joy of Roy. His wonderful spirit remains in so many places. I always see him in the clay room. Thousands of cars have traveled down Bloomington Avenue since that May Day when he rolled the words, love begets love begets love. And those words are still on that street. Love begets love begets love, the joy of Roy. I did a little puppet show about him. I have one puppet remaining, his arms outstretched with the words community written right across his heart. His gift to me, his gift to you, his gift to us, the joy of Roy, the joy of Roy, the joy of Roy. Love begets love
First heard one of Roy's poems when I was in junior high school and he was still at McAllister, and that was many years ago, about 1971. And I was very fortunate to be a longtime friend of his, and as a book artist and letterpress printer, I wanted to always do a book with Roy. And as a spoken word poet, it took him a very long time to get everything together. It took about, we talked about it for about 10 years, but we finally got a good body of poems from Roy. And my husband David, who's on percussion and was one of Roy's percussionists for years, did the illustrations, and it was the most precious collaboration. And every poem in this book is a love poem, and he includes so many varieties of love in that suite of poems. And David decided to do the illustrations in there. All of the illustrations are held in a circle because it just felt that that was the only way to really express and contain the nature of what Roy was about, was that he was whole, he embraced, he spread his love and his energy into our community in such a meaningful way. And you know, he's deeply missed, but as a spoken word poet, it's really great to be able to have had at least some of these words put into print, you know, with his collaboration.
I'm going to offer something with little Noah here before he goes to have a little bite to eat. So I just want you to know that Noah was the reason why Roy could celebrate my first grandmother's day and my daughter's first Mother's Day this year. And after the week that we went through last week of Roy's life, we were on a river in the North Woods, and the water kept rushing in a rushing river blues, and I kept thinking, oh, there's water over the rocks. It's just the way we feel about this loss, this Roy. He's here and he's not here, just the way the water is here. And then Noah gave us some dividends, and so did his little cousin Annika, who is just 3 months older than he is. And the two of them started to just delight in this rushing water. And I realized that all our lives we will have this longing and memories and fun and sadness and disappointments and triumphs that we shared with Roy and that Roy brought to us. And in the middle of it all will be new life.
At a party. People were dancing and talking, and after a while I noticed Roy was moving in very slow motion in the center of the room, kind of like the sun. I think the word is beneficent. He was like a big blessing. Real gentle. I just love that guy. His poems are so simple and from the heart. Sometimes you can't tell when he's just talking to you or when he's in a poem. Really. And one of my best musical adventures with him happened when I stopped by the Riverside Cafe for a late dinner one night, coming off of a painting marathon. I looked and smelled like a paint rag, and I saw Roy, and I asked him what's going on. He said, gonna do some poetry. I said, oh great, when is that? I'll try to check you out. He said, well, right now. And said, you want to play drums? I said, well, I don't have my drums with me, Roy. Well, I saw one in the kitchen. Turned out to be one of our best nights ever. And the man just loved spontaneity. He had a brainstorm one time that a bunch of us should meet at the north end of Nicollet Island on a summer night at a certain time. I think it was 6 p.m. And we all met there, came from different directions. Poets and musicians all took turns doing something. And this storm came in, and we sort of played in this storm. And it was the most dramatic storm, and when it was really pouring in earnest, we all just split in different directions and didn't see each other again for a couple of months. And it was another memorable adventure. I want to say that Roy's first poem that he remembered hearing came from his mom, and it was, "The river is wide, and I can't step it. I love you, baby, and I just can't help it."
Okay, here it goes. I teach preschool, and Montessori preschool, and is our director. At any rate, back in I think about 2005 or six, Roy began working with us, and the children came to call him Grandpa. And sometimes some of our troubled children would just sort of fling their little bodies into Roy's body and call him Grandpa, and Roy sort of saved the day for us sometimes. But in one of my classes, one of my children, very gifted, created a story, and which included all of her classmates. And part of that process was creating puppets. And of course, Roy was the man to do that. And the story was about a superhero, and about this group of children who, in the winter time, were traveling through the neighborhood. So we have houses with snow, and we have different kinds of children holding hands with different kinds of outfits on, and different looks, and different zany hats and stuff like that. And they're walking through the neighborhood, and then they turn around the corner, and presto, all of a sudden, they are at the beach. And it is sunny, and it's clear sky, and the kids are now in bathing suits, and they go swimming. And then all of a sudden, here comes the shark. And so we have sharks. Great kid story, right? So here comes the sharks, and the kids all start screaming, ah. But here comes superhero. Zzz, and superhero swoops down, and he gathers up all the children, and he brings the children to safety. And then the children start walking back to school. They turn the corner, and presto, they're back in their winter outfits. And that's the end of the story. So Roy took a great deal of time helping our children make these puppets, and we put this whole little production together and presented it to the parents. But I still have that little grouping. That it's not on my wall at the moment because we have just moved within our building, but it's going to go back on our wall. And many, many times I have children that come and ask me about what is that on the wall, and I get to retell them the story. But now what I know that I hadn't thought about until just today is that every time they touch that story, they're going to be touching Roy.
So I've known Lucinda more than half my life, and watched the courtship, watched somebody go on dates to poetry slams. But the story I want to share is when Lucinda was pregnant with Lacey. And we were sitting in the backyard at Elliott, and she was talking about that and what that meant and what that was going to be like, because, geez, she was in her past mid-40s at that moment. And what was that going to be like? And she said, you know, I give Roy the chance to love a child. That was the gift that she wanted to give. And if you look at the back of this program, you see it all. And what I remember in the years after that was just, you know, Roy and Lacey disappearing into Lacey's bedroom, and then this cackling, this absolute cackling, and nobody could cackle quite like Roy. You know, it's incredible. And I couldn't figure out what they were laughing about, because I just kept so This is a kind of gift that never stops. And I will always remember him and that laughter and his love for Lacey and Lucinda.
If you're from the south, you have different verses and stanzas. And the river is very wide, and we're not ready to cross over. We're not ready to get there yet. I think, for me personally, I've been dreading this day. And really, my heart and thoughts are, Lacey, much of them are with you. And I think all of us can hold all the wonderful gifts and talents and deep heart that Roy had. My daughter's helping me with my outfit here. I think that's our role as we move forward, is to hold that for Lacey and Lucinda, all the parts of Roy that were absolutely fabulous. And also recognizing and dealing with the fact that he was human. And like all of us, he had many things. He still was a work in progress. But we're going to hold all those things that were absolutely wonderful and unique about Roy. And I know I need to cross over. I'm not quite there yet, but we're all going to try and get to the other side together on this.
A dear friend of Roy's at McAllister, and I had a chance to illustrate a poem of his once in a coloring book for adults. I'm sure some of you have that coloring book. I'm going to censor the poem, but I'm going to read it. Say it. I'll say anterior and posterior instead of the words that belong in the poem. And it was entitled Choice, and it was the way your anterior moves, walking towards me, the way your posterior moves, walking away from me. I can't choose. But I have a song I'd like to sing, and it isn't so brief. It isn't mine. It's as recorded by Sweet Home on the Rock, but I think it's appropriate, so bear with me. They are
all around me. They are falling all around me. They are falling all around me. The strongest leaves of my tree. Every paper brings the news that the teachers of my sounds are moving on. Death, it comes and rests so heavy. Death, it comes and rests so heavy. Death, it comes and rests so heavy. Your face I'll never see no more, but I will try to sing my song right. Try to sing my song right. I will try to sing my song right. It is your task that I take on. It is your path that I walk. I breathe. It's the record that you set, oh, that makes me go on. And it's your strength that helps me stand. So I will try to sing my song right. I will try to sing my song right. I will try to sing my song right. Be sure to let me hear from you.
Thank you.
I don't need that. My name is Anna, and Roy and I were two of the oldest performers at In the Heart of the Beast. So when Beth told me that he had passed, there was a hole in my heart that I had not felt before. He was also my brother. He is my brother. He will always be my brother. But more importantly, Roy taught me how to appreciate my father. Mm-hmm. He taught me what it meant to be a kind and simple person, to not be twisted up in politics or whatever, but to look at each living being and see yourself in it. I expected Roy to write my eulogy, but I know that what he will do now is stand with my ancestors. And when this ark is finished and it goes into the river of time, he will read me home. Mm-hmm. He will sing the song of my life. Ashe, ashe.
stand by in just a minute. We're going to shift to a puppet.
Are you ready for a bumpy spiritual ride? That's what Roy asked me last night in a little visitation. But before telling you about that, I want to tell you how I did happen to get acquainted with Roy in Dandelion Ranch, of course, is where I happened to meet this wonderful man more than before. He was always sitting in his garden and working very patiently and sharing that joy that I could see. The last conversation that I have with him was about our spiritual backgrounds. And everything happened because I told him that I was going to Idaho for some training, and he knew that I'm a Mormon, so he told me, "Are you going with the Mormons?" And I said, "Well, there is a training center there. I'm going to go." And he said, "You better be careful over there." So I said, "Why is that?" So he said, "Well, you know, there is some people that could be not very friendly to you know, minorities or whatever." I didn't go at the end. But in that conversation, I came to know that Roy was a Christian in some way, and we share a little bit of that. And then this visitation last night came to me. And I think it came because the great love that Roy has for everybody, as everybody has been saying that. But this was a wild visitation, because I was walking on this landscape. Reminds me kind of like Arizona. It was mountainous, and I was alone, completely alone. And suddenly here comes Roy on this amazing Harley Davidson. It was like, I say, "Roy, what are you doing here?" And he just said, "I came to pick you up, Saul." And I said, "Really?" You know, and then I was kind of like a little bit shaky. I don't know why, but I said, "Well, Roy," in some kind of jokey way, no? I said, "Well, I hope you're not riding with the Hell Angels, huh?" And he said, "Come on, let's go." So I just sit down there, and we went on the road. And I remember that the ride was kind of quiet, not your typical motorcycle ride. Actually, it feels like we were flying. And the sky was very, very clear, and there were stars. And suddenly Roy told me, you know, Sal, I think you have to give them that message to them." And I said, "Who are them, Roy?" And I woke up. So I had been, I was thinking, what is this, you know? And it happened that I had been a little bit obsessed about this message that my daughter sent me a couple of days ago. about this Native American prophecy, which is the blue and red Kachina stars. And I had been digging into this. And, you know, it's related with situations that can come at the end of times, whatever. I don't know if probably many of you know this prophecy. And so I start digging also the scriptures. So I came with a, put together a message for some friends and people. But I had decided not giving to anybody else, you know. I said, no, I'm tired of giving messages or telling this or that. So, and people not reacting. And I think that's why Roy came, because he is inclusive. He wants everybody to know. So I'm not going to talk about the message. I'm just going to tell you that there is this wonderful prophecy, Native American prophecy, about the changes that are coming to our world. And if any of you want to really go through this Native American wisdom, piece of wisdom, and also, you know, there are some scriptures related with it, which are, for example, Matthew 24, and there is another section of a book called Doctrine and Covenants, which is the section 133. So if you happen to remember this, I encourage you. And I thank Roy for making me change my mind of sharing this kind of knowledge that I think is not for me to keep to me or to certain people, you know. So Roy taught me that humility and that inclusiveness, and I thank Roy for that. And also I wanna use that just one more second to say thank you, Lucinda. Thank you, Lacey. You have been a great, great loving people for me and Lori. And we have been always, we are going to be always together with you and with Roy. Thank you.